This is the It Ain't It Sis podcast, a podcast where we focus on life's pivots and redirections, relationships, and becoming a boss babe. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and this is a space where honesty, humor, and a whole lot of sass collide. No one has it figured out. So it's completely fine if sometimes it ain't it, sis. Hey guys, I hope you liked my new intro. I thought I would kind of switch it up. I wanted it to sound more professional. I don't know if it did, but hopefully it did the trick. But regardless, thank you for coming back and listening to another episode of the It Ain't It Sis podcast. And today I was originally going to upload an episode with a really cool guest, actually, but now I think it's going to be next week. I kind of want to switch things up, just kind of check in, tell you about my life, and do a little Q&A. I figured I kind of wanted to just sit back and talk with you guys because I haven't really just done a solo in a while, and let's get real. These solo episodes are really great rant sessions for me, and I've had a lot happening in my life. And yeah, so I think that's what we're gonna do. But first things first, how are we all doing? I don't know. For me, it's crazy because currently it's Monday. This will be up tomorrow. So if you're listening to this, it'll be Tuesday. But we're almost halfway through 2020, and who the hell knew that, you know, it would be like this? I sure as hell did not, but nevertheless, here we are. And I don't know, I've been reflecting a lot recently, just especially within this past month. I did graduate college and I moved within these past 2 weeks. I found a house and all my friends moved into a beautiful, beautiful home. It was such a steal, honestly. I am so excited. We have this huge kitchen and baby blue walls, which I know sounds like a little weird and like 60s-esque, but honestly, our house is so beautiful. I have my own room and we have a little backyard and a front yard, and our neighbors are super, super nice. I honestly want to have a wine night with one of our neighbors. She is so sweet. But yeah, so I mean, there's just been so many changes, and I have yet to start my job yet. I start that next week, but I have just felt a lot of feelings recently, which I know is very vague, but I felt really kind of uneasy these past 3 to 4 weeks. And, you know, everything happening in the world, whether it be kind of the coronavirus and with the Black Lives Matter movement happening, and then on top of that, just graduating and kind of uprooting my life and moving to, I mean, I literally only moved a mile away from where I was living, granted, but still just kind of the act of kind of packing up everything, switching homes, switching roommates, it can be really stressful. And I think so many people kind of, I don't know, don't take the time to just sit back and really sit with their thoughts and think about it and process emotions. And that's what I've been really trying to do recently. I have been doing a lot of kind of manifestation, and it's something I recently got into. I've listened to a few podcasts. There's a girl that I recently found. Her name is Haley Hoffman Smith, and she is, I think she's 23 also, but she is so cool, first of all. She has her own book. She lives in New York City. I kind of want to be her, and I really want to have her on the podcast. So if you guys could like DM her and tell her about me, I would greatly much appreciate that. But basically, she talks a lot in her podcast about manifestation, and there's this amazing app called Think Up. So I downloaded it, and basically what you do is you write down your manifestations and then you record it in this app. And then it plays spa music over your voice and it plays it on a loop and for however long you want. And you listen to it as you're falling asleep. And apparently as you're falling asleep, your mind kind of, or your brain, sorry, I am not techie. I am not scientific. I majored in business and communications. So please do not quote me on any of this stuff that I am going to say in terms of kind of brainwaves and everything. But apparently, as you are listening to your voice and your manifestations as you're falling asleep, you hit different brainwaves. And when you hit some certain brainwave as you're kind of like in the in between, when you're half asleep and you're not fully asleep, when you hit that point, that's when you're able to kind of tap into your subconscious and you're able to really grab hold of those manifestations, and they're really kind of able to ingrain in your subconscious. I hope I'm making sense. If not, I'm totally sorry, but I will totally link the podcast that I'm talking about and the app in the show notes below. So make sure to look at that. But that's what I have been doing. And I'm only day, I think, 4 into using this app. To be honest, you know, I haven't really seen the results, but you know what? I am manifesting that I am going to be a New York Times bestselling author because I do really want to write a book. I like to write a lot, and I don't really tell people that often. I think because I felt, I guess, weird about saying it out loud because I didn't major in English, and it wasn't until recently where I really like to start reading, because growing up I had a lot of reading issues and learning disabilities, so I was never a reader. But recently I have gotten into reading, as many of you know if you like follow my Instagram page or just listen to the podcast. So I just have never really told many people that, but you know what? Now I've decided I am manifesting it. I am out of college, so I feel like, not to sound negative, but I feel like my life can finally start in a way, because I think for so long I've been kind of told what to do, whether it be go to class, attend this meeting, make sure you turn this on time. And I understand, like, when you are working, like, now I will have a boss to report to, and I'm gonna have to like go to certain meetings and do this and do that. But for the most part, at least I'm getting paid for that. Like, I did not get paid for school. Like, I had to pay to go to school, which in my opinion, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. That's another topic for another day. And I'm definitely not the person to speak on that topic, so I'm just not going to even. But basically what I'm trying to get at is that I never really told anyone that I wanted to be a writer, and I haven't really vocalized it, but now I figure is the time to do it. So that's what I'm manifesting. I'm letting the whole world know that I want to be a New York Times bestseller, and hopefully, you know, by the time I'm like 40, I can make that happen. I think I can. And that's kind of like the idea of me starting a podcast, putting myself out there. Don't really give a fuck about what anyone thinks of me, because, you know, I'm sure people I know have things to say, but you know what? I say in return, what are you doing? How are you putting yourself out there? And I doubt they are. So that's that. But I guess that's like a little life update for me. I don't know. It's been a little difficult. You know, my anxiety has been kind of, you know, off and on. I go see my therapist every week, and she was asking me some question. I forget exactly what she was asking me, but I literally had to stop in the middle, and I was like, if I try to think anymore, I swear I'm about to go into a full mental breakdown. And she literally just had to sit there with me over Zoom because, you know, quarantine. So I go to therapy on Zoom, and she just sat there with me, and we did like a self-guided meditation, and it was very relaxing. So grateful for her. Love her. But, you know, it's been off and on. My emotions have been, but I'm excited. Finally, hopefully July will be a fresh new chapter in this 2020 book. But other than that, that's a little bit of where I've been mentally. And as of right now, you know what? I'm manifesting that this next half of the year will be great, because you know what? I need all of the positive vibes. I think we all do. I think it's been a rough year for everyone, to say the least. And if it hasn't, like, I don't know. I feel like it's literally been a rough year for everyone. What am I saying? So that's just a little bit about what I've been up to. But getting into the Q&A, I think I'll start off with this great question asked by my friend Emily Gigliotti from The Purpose Project, but she asked, do you have any tattoos? And I, in fact, do. I have 6. I feel very sneaky when I say that and kind of like I'm a badass. I have 2 on my toes. So I have one on my left big toe and then one on my right big toe. And it is a happy face and a heart. And the idea behind that is I want to spread love and happiness everywhere I go, which I think is kind of cute. I don't know. I feel like if I were to tell a guy that, they'd literally just laugh in my face, but whatever. I think it's cute. I want to spread positive vibes. What can I say? But I do have that, and it was very spontaneous. In fact, all of my tattoos, though, were very spontaneous. And they're, let me just say, guys, they are freaking expensive. Like, they're $100 at a minimum a pop, and you know, it was money that I barely had to spend, yet I spent it, and I have 6. So, and I got 2 at a time, so do the math. I've spent $300 plus tip on, you know, body ink. So, I'm not sure if it's the wisest decision, but you know what? I also do really love them, so I don't regret it at all. So, on top of that, besides my 2 toe tattoos, I have 2 finger tattoos, and those were the first 2 ones I had. So, the rest I have in white ink, actually. So I have on my ring fingers on both hands, I have a cross and then a wave. And then on my wrists, I have 2 tattoos. On my left hand, I have the word agape written. And then on my right wrist, I have the word peace. And they're both written in Greek because I am, in fact, Greek. That is a running joke me and my friends always say. I always am like, oh, did you know I was Greek? I'm really only a quarter Greek, so I feel like I'm kind of a fraud. But, I mean, I'm culturally Greek, okay? I really like Euros. The men are hot. And who doesn't like Mamma Mia? Come on. Tell me otherwise, and we can discuss. DM me if you think otherwise. But that's the tattoos I have. And then she also was wondering, do I like tea or coffee? Coffee all of the way. Let me tell you, tea, it's okay. Like, I like matcha. Don't get me wrong. A good matcha is great. But coffee, give me an Americano with steamed soy milk. I love steamed milk. Does that sound weird? Like, I love the froth. It's just fun to eat. Like, a cappuccino, it's so amazing. That's one of my favorite things about Italy too. When I was studying abroad, I would just get cappuccinos, and I just loved the steamed milk because it's just like fluffy and frothy, and I don't know. Let me know if that's weird. I don't know, but if it's wrong, I don't want to be right. That's all I'm saying. And then I guess for alcoholic drink, she was also wondering. This is a hard one. So at first, when I first got into college, first of all, I had only drank about 5 to 7 times before going to college. I was a prude. Yes, I was. Whatever. But I'm not ashamed of it. So I didn't really drink much. The only thing I really ever had was a few shots of New Amsterdam Peach or like Captain Morgan, and that's really it. So when I went to college, all I drank initially was Peach New Amsterdam. I swear when I smell that, I gag. I completely like, no, hell to the fucking no. I will not drink that stuff again. So therefore, when I finally got mature in my alcohol taste buds, I kind of switched over to tequila. You know, a dear friend of mine, tequila. I love tequila. A nice, neat shot with salt and lime. That's what you'll see me drinking. That's usually when, though, I am like going out clubbing or a late night at a bar, and I just, you know, want to feel a little extra crazy. But usually, I do like to drink wine. I'm a big wine drinker. I do have acid reflux, though, so sorry if that's TMI. It hurts to drink wine sometimes because my stomach, it just doesn't like it. So I obviously don't drink as much as I was in school. I have quarantine to thank for that, but I do drink now. The max I'll drink is like 3 or 4 drinks, and before in school, let's just say I was maybe drinking double of that. But you know what? I'm a changed woman. Thank God for quarantine. It's okay. And I don't judge myself for that. I had a fun time, but definitely now I would say I have a healthier approach to drinking, which I am, you know, I'm proud of myself. You know what? I'm 23. I'm growing up. What can I say? Another question is, what made you start a podcast? So I have always wanted to start a podcast. I mentioned earlier, I want to write my own book, and you know, I have dabbled in kind of writing little different drafts of things, but in terms of a podcast, I really enjoy talking. I love talking. I honestly talk to myself all the time. Some of my friends, when they've walked in on me, they probably think I'm crazy, but I also feel like I've always had something to say, and I think everyone has something to say, and I think the great thing about social media in this way is it's harder to silence people's voices now. And you can see that with the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, it's so amazing how finally, you know, Black voices are being able to be amplified more, because everyone, for the most part, you know, has social media. And, you know, on Instagram, you can see everyone's profile if they make it public. So I think stuff like that is really great. And I think just in terms of like a podcast, I've always wanted to kind of be not a coach to girls, but in a way, I want to own my own company that is kind of centered around sexual assault and mental health and all of those kinds of things. And kind of, I want to teach girls how to have a proper relationship with not only yourself, but with others. I think that's super important. And I don't think that we really teach people in general in school how to have good and healthy relationships. I mean, I think that should be the first and foremost, most important thing we learn, because if you can't have a proper relationship with anyone or yourself, like, how are you going to function in this society? You're not. You're going to be a very hateful person, and you're not going to really add much to society. So I think in general, I just kind of wanted to start a podcast to voice, you know, just my thoughts and opinions and be able to educate girls by kind of bringing different guests on and people who are smarter than me, because I know for a fact I do not have it all together. I am not necessarily the smartest person in the room. So therefore, I want to reach out to people who I know are smarter than me in certain subjects. And I want to just kind of bring them on my platform and create a community where girls can feel like, you know, they can be their true self. And if they feel like they're not heard or seen within their own physical community, then they can come listen to my podcast or go follow me on Instagram and really feel that. So that is, I guess, the idea behind why I wanted to start a podcast. And then another question I got was, who and what inspires you? And I think it constantly changes. I think when I was younger, I was definitely influenced in terms of who inspired me. I was definitely influenced by pop culture. But now I think I'm definitely more cognizant of who I kind of let influence my mind. There is a great saying, are you letting others live a rent-free life in your brain? And I think that is kind of super, it's a super important question to ask yourself every time you find yourself being influenced by certain people. And now, before, I guess early on in college and even in high school, I would say I let the Kardashians, honestly. Is that weird? I mean, I let the Kardashians, Kendall Jenner, I idolized her. But I think to a point, I was obsessive. And that's like, especially, I've talked about this before, I had like a really unhealthy mindset. I had a really bad eating disorder in high school. And I really wanted to be like those skinny girls. I'm only 5'3", and I kind of have an ass. So it's not possible for me to have one of those skinny bodies. But now, since I've really been cognizant of who I let like influence me, now I really just kind of make sure I have a solid 5 friends around me. I think the saying is like, I think you're most similar to the five people you surround yourself with. So therefore, it's like my friends, like honestly, like my best friends, they're my family. And I just am really, you know, choosy about who I let into my life. And also, I would say the books I read too. Rachel Hollis, I absolutely love her. I kind of want to be her one day. But I would say Rachel Hollis, and then my favorite author is Bob Goff. I think he is such just a beautiful writer, and he's very simple, yet it's just very moving. I love him. I suggest just reading some of his books. I've talked about it. It's Love Does, Everybody Always, and I think he just came out with a new book. I ordered it recently, but I think it's called Dream Big. Don't quote me on that, but I don't know. He is my favorite author, and I think a lot of times I let the books, you know, they kind of inspire me. And then so the next question is, what is your favorite episode that you've recorded to date? That's a good question. I don't know. So I started this podcast with my best friend Sarah, and unfortunately, as many of you know, she had to move back to Virginia just because of COVID and everything, but it kind of got hard to, you know, have the podcast with her. So now it's my only, it's like I'm a one-man show, as they say, or one-woman show. And honestly, though, I think some of my favorite episodes just were with her, because it's nothing, there's nothing like, you know, sitting down, talking with a friend, giggling. Honestly, we said some of the stupidest shit, and It's honestly hilarious, and I don't care if anyone else thinks it's hilarious. I just thought it was hilarious, and it was like one of my favorite, you know, bonding memories to have with someone who is just like so dear to my heart. She's like one of my like soul sisters. So I would say just those episodes with her. But I guess more recently, I've interviewed honestly so many cool people, and honestly, I don't necessarily have a favorite episode. I really liked talking to a girl named Alexa, which I came out, she was a cancer survivor. I really liked Sydney Phillips. I just interviewed actually this morning Alicia Pope from the Purely Pope Instagram. I just interviewed her this morning. She was super sweet. So I wouldn't say I necessarily have one favorite episode, but I really do just kind of like all my episodes. Sorry if that doesn't answer the question, but it's the truth. And then the next question my friend Nadine actually asked me, and also she has a podcast coming out. It's called 414. I'll link it down below. From what I've gathered and kind of talk to her about her podcast, you know, it just started, so it's in the works, but she's gonna sit down with people and kind of do like little table talks and kind of have those hard discussions that a lot of us don't want to have. And I know she's like a big believer that a lot of times the reason why we all struggle with communicating with each other is because honestly we don't listen. So honestly, I'm so excited for her podcast. That was such a little plug and off topic, but back to what I was saying, she asked me, if you had unlimited funds, what was your dream job, or what is your dream job? And I would say my dream job, I mentioned before, be a New York Times bestselling author. And I honestly, at the end of the day, I don't necessarily have a dream job. I'm very open to a lot of different things, but I just want to help people. I specifically want to help girls with mental health and sexual assault, because those are two things that I have dealt with personally. And I think so many girls struggle with those two things. And I think in America, especially, we don't educate our youth properly on those topics. So that's something I can see myself kind of working in, not necessarily be a therapist, because I honestly don't think I would be a great therapist. I'm too much of an empath. So I really just kind of take on people's emotions. And honestly, mental health wise, I don't think it would be good for my mental health and stability to just kind of really dive deep into other people's emotions constantly. But I do nevertheless want to help people on a, I guess, grander scale. And then the next question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? So currently I am 23 years old, and 5 years from now, honey, I do not even know what I'm going to be doing in the next week. So that's a good question. Honestly, I think especially this whole past year has really changed my mindset in terms of having a life plan. I don't think for me right now in my life, it's super healthy to have a complete 5-year plan. Yes, I do think it's important to have dreams and aspirations. And then I think that it's super important to dream big and all of that stuff. But in terms of having a really detailed plan, like say, oh, in 5 years, I will be married. And then in 10 years, I will be a mom and have kids. Like, I can't plan those kinds of things. And so I think I have kind of goals in my life, but I don't set timelines on them. And I am also, though, a person who, I mean, when I set my mind to something, I will get it done. So I'm not kind of like, I'm not worried about not achieving that goal. I'm just not having a certain timeline in place. But with that being said, I mean, I do kind of have a hope and dream that this podcast will grow. And I am manifesting that, you know, at the end of 2021, I'll have 10,000 followers on Instagram and I'll have more than 1,000 downloads per episode. And I think that would be really awesome. So those are just things I'm manifesting, and I'm definitely going to work hard for it and try to achieve those goals, but I'm not going to be completely distraught if for some reason I don't reach those goals by a specific time in my life, if that makes sense. So hopefully, I'm not sure if I was just rambling, but hopefully that all makes sense to everybody. Okay, next question. Let's see. What do you look for in a guy? See, this is interesting because as many of you know, I am in therapy and I'm very open about it. I love my therapist. I love talking about my feelings. It's super fun. But the reason why I actually originally went to therapy was because, I'm not going to lie, I do have a lot of relationship issues with men, and I just have a lot of like past hurts and different relationships that were like really toxic in my life that have unfortunately made like a fairly big impact on my life. So I went to therapy, and a lot of that was surrounding the topic of what I should really look for in a guy. And originally I was really attracted to guys, unfortunately for some reason, who are kind of unempathetic, dominating, really not emotional, and terrible with communication. And those were all of just the kind of guys I would go after. So now I've really tried to work through that, and I'm really trying to be open to guys who are more, I guess, in touch with their emotions, which is, you know, it is very nice because I am really emotional. So I want to be able to have a conversation with someone and go deep and be able to cry to them. And obviously, like, I can't have them be as emotional as me, because I think if the guy was as emotional as me, like, we would all be crying all the time. And I can't have that in my life. That's just a lot of emotion, and I'm already enough for me. But I think, like I said, just kind of being open to emotion is super important. Ambitious. I am myself a really ambitious person. So I want someone to just kind of meet me where I am. And I want someone to also push me to be even more ambitious, push me to, you know, just grow in life. And I think that's a super big thing. A lot of times I was dating guys who kind of, I think, held me back to a certain extent. So I think that's another thing I really look for. And then what else? So we have ambitious, emotional, and then I would also say athletic and Christian and funny. I don't know, you have to be funny, honestly. That's like a deal breaker. But going back to being athletic, I'm a super big athlete. I work out all the time. I love exercising. I love weightlifting. I grew up playing sports, and I do a lot of triathlons too. And so if you want to be lazy, like, I'm sorry, that just doesn't work with me. And it's okay if you do, but we just can't date, but that's okay. And then I guess Christian, because as you guys know, I mean, I talk about it. I am really, I would say, spiritual. I'm not religious. I really don't like the idea of rules, and I really hate being told what to do. It's just not my vibe at all. But I'm definitely more spiritual. I like to meditate. I believe in God. But you know what? Sometimes I personally don't agree with some of the doctrines that, you know, are in place. So that's just kind of my idea around that. But I would say someone who is like spiritual and like Christian and all that, and then funny, because let's get real, life sucks sometimes and you just have to laugh through it. And if they can't make me laugh while I'm crying, you know, you're not the one either. So that's what I would say overall I look for in a guy. Okay. And then so wrapping up, this is a fun little one. If you had to eat one food for the rest of your life, what would you eat? So this is a tricky question because I'm a big foodie. I love food. I can eat food all day and I would if it didn't make me gain weight. But alas, you can't. So here we are. I would probably eat Halo Top all day long. All day long. I love Halo Top. It is so good. People are like, oh, that's like ice because it's like zero. It's like not zero calorie, but it's like 300 calories a pint and you can eat the whole thing without feeling guilty. And I would eat that and coconut whipped cream. I know people are like, what the hell? That's, first of all, it's two things. And coconut whipped cream, why? Let me just say I am dairy free people. So I don't want to feel gross, but I also want to have a nice body. So therefore, Halo Top, because it's dairy free, you can get the dairy free version. And you can eat as much as you want without gaining weight. And then on top of that, I would put the dairy-free whipped cream. So, oh, and then peanut butter. I totally just named three things, but you know what? They all tie in my book. So peanut butter, oh my gosh, I swear, it's fucking amazing. I love it. So those are three things. I know that it was supposed to be one food, but no, I'm indecisive. So your girl has to have three things. That's how it works. But other than that, I think, you know what, that was a nice fun little Q&A. I hope you guys, you know, liked getting to know more about me, what I like, what I do, who inspires me, I don't know, the whole nine yards. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Feel free to always DM me with your questions if you have any questions. Be sure to follow me and subscribe. I really appreciate it. And last but not least, follow me on Instagram. That's where you're going to find me the most. And that's where, you know, we can start up a conversation, become internet friends. I'm always looking for new internet friends. So do not be a stranger. And I look forward to seeing you guys soon. I'll talk to you next week. But other than that, remember, have a beautiful week. And I love you all. Kisses. Bye. Mwah.